Hey, y'all, it is Thursday, episode 311 of the Late Night Vision Show. Welcome back, y'all. This is the show for all of you night hunters dedicated to y'all that tune in every week, week in and week out. This Thursday, every Thursday, we're talking about anything from hog hunting, night hunting, coyote hunting. You throw it all in a bag, thermal and night vision reviews. We do it right here every week, and we are glad and happy that y'all tune in every week. You know, we've had a couple of weeks where we've done some what we call off topic shows. It's, you know, not reviews, which is our normally scheduled programming around here usually. So we had some shows and we had some good topic shows and really a ton of good feedback. But we're back at it this time again. We've got a much anticipated review that we've kind of been holding on for a little while. Really making sure the time's right. We wanted to get enough time behind the scope, get a lot of video. But I'm going to let my main man, Jason, tell you what we're talking about today. What's up, man? Good night. Good evening. How are you?
You forgot that I was here. I was like, man, he's doing the,
you know,
doing
I gotta, when Texas I get the mic, review. When I get my time on the mic, I got to take it. That's when true. I edit our videos and I see our audio timeline, it's like I have a little couple of little beeps in from, you know, time to time, and most of the audio is you. So
as my wife says, I have a lot of words. I have a lot of words. So yeah, that's right. That's right. I can't complain. Because when you take the
makes
mic
my
away,
job easy.
You do. You deserve it. You say more in less words. How about that? I say it, but it takes a lot of words. So guys, today we are going to review the. I'm going to say new because it is still new, came out this spring, but it has been here for just a little bit, and it is the Pulsar Thermion 2 XG50. Now, I want to give a little bit of an explanation before we get into this. This is something that Hans, you and I didn't talk about in the, whatever you want to call it, the pre-show, while we were kind of planning this show out here in our very extensive planning over the last 3.5 minutes. But it's a couple things. There has been confusion. So number one, there's still people that hear the Pulsar Thermion XG50, and in their mind, they're thinking back to the old original Thermion XG50 that I believe came out around 2020. I think it is going on 4 years old now. It has actually been discontinued for a couple years now. So there's confusion, and I want to lay this out because there are still some of the discontinued original Thermion XG50s out there, guys, and people will see it. And we have spoken to people who have made a mistake and bought that optic because they thought they were getting this really good deal and it was on sale and it was cheap. They thought they were buying the new version and they were buying the old version. I even talked to a guy about a month ago who said that he purchased it and it said in the title that it was a Thermion 2 XG50. And only later did he find out after having it about a month that it was not. And he was actually trying to fight with this company to get it back. Yeah, it was a big deal. That it said Thermion 2, and he had a screenshot to show it.
It's kind of crazy that there are some of those still, the original ones from that long ago, still floating around brand new out there. And there's some places selling them. But yeah, it's very confusing, very misleading in a lot of cases.
Very misleading. So here's what you want to do. Here's what you need to know. Just a quick rundown. The original Thermion XG50 used a BAE sensor that is something that Pulsar had never used before. Something that they use, what's the brand that's Linred, used to be called Euless, so Linred Euless. That's what they use in all of their optics and always have, except for this one deviation. This is a sensor they know. It's a French-made sensor, really, really good. And a long story short, as great as the original XG50 was, it is definitely past its prime. Pulsar has just moved on with this scope and all their other scopes that are just greatly better than that optic. There's another important factor. If you pick one of those original Thermion XG50s up, it will not carry the 5-year warranty that Pulsar started in January of this year. The reason is it is a discontinued model. So the Pulsar USA 5-year warranty is only for current production models that are purchased from January 1, 2024 and after through an authorized Pulsar USA dealer. Important steps there that need to be taken. So we just want to make that clear. This is the Thermion 2, the new, the improved, the better. That was a great scope 4 years ago when it was released. But again, times have changed, improvements have been made. So if you're looking for this scope, it is the Thermion 2 XG50. And as long as you're buying from a quality authorized dealer, this is what you're going to get. If you're dealing with some of the big box stores, some of the big brand companies, that's where you're likely to get these old closeouts. And you go, well, yeah, but they're legitimate. This is a big brand name that everybody knows. That's where you're going to get taken advantage of, because they're the ones buying the closeouts. They're the ones sticking this stuff up there. If you're dealing with a good, legitimate, you know, what I call a mom and pop, an independent business, that's where you're going to get the newer scopes. That's where you're going to get better taken care of. So Thermion 2 XG50, Hans, why don't you do the specs? And guys, while he's doing this, if you're watching this on YouTube, we're going to be rolling some footage in here. You know, we're going to have hogs, I think some coyote footage, super close, mid-range to some longer range stuff between Hans, myself, and Ashley. We've all been out with this scope in the field. It's kind of funny. We've all had, you know, over the last few months of using this, different distances and things we were able to get animals at. And it takes a village sometimes.
It does, you know, and footage. You've got the scope now. I had it first and I was playing with it and then we swapped and all that stuff. But it's funny because, I right now where I'm at, I'm getting a lot of close range video. You're getting a lot of medium range and Ashley gets a lot of long range. So yeah, does take a village and all kinds of, but that's why, we don't just produce these videos. You know, there's sometimes y'all, you go to YouTube and you watch a video and you can tell that whoever is reviewing it had it for about 10 minutes before they did the review. And they went out in the parking lot and looked at the cars across the street in their neighborhood and they're like, oh, this is awesome. But we have it a long time and it changes hands and we all, you know, get a bunch of video, but anyway, so I am running down the specs and Jason's got the scope. He's going to show a little bit of it after we go through this. But yeah, take a look at the video. If you're driving in the car, you're not watching, when you get to where you're going, check out the video. I think it's worth seeing and getting a chance to see what it looks like through the scope. Get you all right over there?
Guys, I do apologize. It is pollen time in East Texas and it is eating me alive. And so I'm hacking along.
Us too.
Maybe Hans can mute me or something over here.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So the price on this, $4,499.97, right at $4,500, y'all. So that's the this. And I'll say the name one more time too. Pulsar Thermion 2 XG50. It's a 640 resolution by 480 thermal core resolution, 12 micron with a 50 hertz refresh rate. It's got a minus 40 millikelvin NETD thermal rated sensor. Starts at 3 power and goes up to 24 power. That's 8 times digital zoom. The field of view is just a tad bit over 46 feet at 100 yards. It does have an AMOLED display. It's a 1024x768 display. They say it's got a 2,500 yard detection range. The ID range from Jason and I talking and Ashley, really on small animals, conservatively 400 to 500 yards on a coyote size animal. I would say a larger animal, hog, deer, it's going to be further than that. And that's not to say that you can't ID a coyote a little bit over 500 yards. There may be situations where you can, depending on experience level, conditions. There's a lot of factors that go into play. But what we want you to know is don't expect to get this scope and go out and ID an armadillo at 1,000 yards. It's probably not going to happen. But yes, I mean, you're going to have a pretty good idea that it's a coyote. I think what concerns people about ID range, especially when you're talking about predator hunting and coyote hunting especially, is people that don't want to shoot their neighbor's dog, rightfully so. And there's a lot of nuances when it comes to movement of coyotes versus regular dogs. And at that range, 400 to 500 yards conservatively, the average hunter should be able to pick up those small nuances. So anyway, that's what we're going to roll with on that. Battery life, It is on the internal battery. There's two batteries. There's an internal battery and a removable battery. On the internal battery, you're going to get about 6 to 6.5 hours of runtime in optimal conditions, y'all. Not if it's cold outside. So if it's cold outside, it's going to be a little bit less than that. But that is just continuous runtime on the internal battery. On a removable APS2 battery, you're going to get about 2 to 2.5 hours. Again, bench test time. So that's going to give you a total approximately 8 to 9 hours or so, approximately. Again, could be less than that, might be a little bit more, but more accurately about 8 to 9 hours. It does have video and audio recording, multiple rifle profiles and reticles, picture in picture display, all of the features that you expect with a Pulsar optic. It does have Wi-Fi. It does have the Stream Vision 2 app where you can set up the scope, turn it on, and watch on your phone while the scope's turned on. If you have people that are hunting with you that kind of want to see what's going on, or if you just want to set it up in a deer stand and turn the scope on and watch your phone instead of having to keep your eye behind the scope, that Stream Vision app is very good, works very well, and is really, that viewfinder mode is very, very popular. You can, the tube style scopes is a style that mounts really well on any platform, y'all. If you want to put it on an AR style rifle, a bolt action rifle, a chassis rifle, you're going to be able to get proper and comfortable eye relief on anything. That's because it just mounts with a set of rings, any normal rings, 30 millimeter. You can move it forward or backward in the mount to be able to, you know, get that where you need it to be comfortable to you. That's why the tube style scopes are so popular. We talked about the Wi-Fi. It does come with a 5-year warranty on this Pulsar, because this is a brand new, production model, this year production model of this optic. So 5-year warranty. And yeah, $4,500. There's a lot of features included in there. And Jason, let's go show them around the scope right
okay.
now.
Okay. So I'm going to show a couple quick things here. Can't wait to get this off my desk. I'm afraid I'm going to knock it off. This is the box. Okay. So you got your this really nice box. Pulsar box right here. All right. Box goes down. All right. So I'm going to show you what comes in the bag. You get this nice nylon case right here. I'm going to go through this quickly. You get a wall brick there. You get a USB cable. I'm not taking that out of the bag because I don't think you need to see that. You get a lens cleaner. You don't need to see that either. So the scope comes with, right here, it's going to come with this battery cap, and that is for the APS-2 battery that the scope comes with. See this battery? That's the APS-2. That's the smaller battery. They do, you can buy, okay, first of all, you can buy more of these for $79 a piece. All right. So you can buy more of those. Han said, you know, this is the battery that's going to get you around 2 to 2.5 hours of runtime. You can get the larger APS-3 battery, and it's the same battery. It's just about this much taller, going to get you more runtime. But if you do that, you've got to use this taller battery cap. So that cap comes with the scope if you choose to buy the taller batteries. So you'll just swap that out. All right. You get the rubber eye cup. This rubber eye cup is really cool. I'm going to show you this real quick. It is magnetic. So it goes on and it kind of pushes on. It's held by the rubber friction, but it is also magnetic. And it's really pretty darn strong. So that's nice there. We like that it's both, you know, friction and magnetic. You get your dual APS battery charger. So it comes with one battery, but if you buy another battery, you can charge that right here. Again, you've got your USB cables and all that as well. And I think the last thing Pulsar is throwing in a couple of these little thermal heating targets. It's kind of like a hand warmer, but they're a little bitty. They're small. You just open the package up, stick them on your target. You can use that as your bullseye to aim at. So now I can completely clear my desk off. All right. So here is the scope itself. Gosh, I'm banging.
You've done all that and you hadn't even shown the scope yet? Oh my gosh. I thought he's almost done.
I know. I hadn't showed the scope yet. All right. So the scope is currently in our American Defense Manufacturing custom recon mount. Now, I want to be clear. We sell these mounts. This is a custom one that American Defense made for us. And you can see here, it's got the Late Night Vision Show and Outdoor Legacy. If you buy it, it doesn't come with that on there. Okay. It will have our little logo engraved right there, but not this. I didn't want you to think this is the mount everybody's going to get. So this is separate. Again, you can buy the Recon mounts. We've got those for sale. They're $240. They are American made, lifetime warranty, return to zero. The Recon mount is what you want if you're going to any kind of a quick detach single piece mount. And there she blows. All right. So here's what we've got right back here. I already showed you, this is where the rubber eye cup optionally goes on if you want it. This is rubberized. It is soft and rubbery. In case your eye hits that, you're not going to cut your eye. And this is your diopter focus. It's where you focus the display screen to your eye. And then right here on the top, you've got some buttons. You've got your power button, your zoom button, and your record button. Your zoom button also works as if you want to, you know, long press and hold that. You can go to your picture in picture mode. You can turn that off and on very quickly and very easily. Moving forward right here on the side of the scope, I'm trying to do this where you can see it. This is your little, I don't know what they call it, like it's a roller dial. It's for twisting. And right there is a button. It's getting into your main menu. Very simple. Long press gets into the menu. You twist forwards, backwards. That goes up and down through the menu system. Right here on top, this is where that APS-2 battery goes, right in there. Like I said, it's not in there right now. It's in the bag. And you just put this back on, twist it on, and it does hold that battery in nice and snug. Moving forward, right up here, I know you can't see this on this video well, but this is a nice rubberized grip here. It's nice and wide. You know when you grab it where you're at, and that is for focusing the objective lens on the scope. And as you can see right here, this is your spring-loaded, it pops right open, spring-loaded, solid, rigid lens cap. Moving around to this side, very simple. This right here, you untwist this. It says XG50 on the side. And this is where you plug in your USB-C cord if you want to, number one, pull videos off directly to your computer, or if you want to charge the optic that way. Basically, that's it. I'm going to set it down here so that I can get back in the screen and talk. So one thing to know, so, for instance, I don't generally use that little cradle charger. I have my battery in the top of the scope. I have my internal battery, which is non-removable. It lays right in here in this tube. And if you plug in your USB-C cable, it charges both batteries. And so I'm just kind of the opinion, like, plug it in when I go to bed, plug it in when I leave in the morning for work, and it's done in the afternoon, or it's done when I wake up, and it's charged both batteries at once. Now, if you've got spare batteries and, you know, you want to get those charging, obviously you can plug those in to your little, you know, cradle charger. But I like just charging both batteries at once and kind of just being one and done. So there is the walk around of the scope.
Yeah, that, I love you doing a walk around. Your description and the adjectives that you use describe it, the rubbery eye cup and this dial is for twisting. I love it, man. I was sitting back here laughing.
That is the most underhanded comment I've ever gotten.
I'm gonna have to edit out me giggling in the background so people don't hear it. I love it though, man. That is pure entertainment. So let's talk about our likes and dislikes. I'll start out with the dislikes, and then we'll move into our likes, which there's a lot to discuss. The Thermion style, y'all, has been out for so long, and you know we've talked about it in the past. I think everybody that watches this show knows that Jason and I are big fans of tube style scopes, and obviously we are big fans of Pulsar, and have been for a long time. So the Thermion design has been around for so long that it's just, you know, every time we do a review, it's like, okay, what do we talk about as a negative? So we really had to think outside the box when we were talking about these and really coming up with our dislikes. But I'm going to say what mine is, and it, I guess it kind of goes back to the beginning of when the Pulsar started coming out. Just so you know, And it is a dislike. It's not a huge deal. And it really, I'll tell you this, I can't remember any time anybody said anything negatively about it on the phone when we've talked to people about the Thermions, but they do not come with a mount. So there's no rings in the box, in the bag, as you noticed when Jason was going through the walk around. There are no rings. Now, you can get a set of 30 millimeter rings that'll fit your rifle. Very inexpensive, not hard to find. You can find them anywhere, any store, just about any sporting goods stores, online. They're very easy. We sell the American Defense mounts. People know that, and we've talked about them many times. But there is no mount that comes with it. So when you buy the scope, anticipate at the same time, if you don't already have a set of rings that'll fit a 30 millimeter tube, you're going to need to get something. You're going to pick something up. It would be nice in the future at some point if they at least threw in a set of rings. That'd be awesome, you know, to help people out. But, you know, it's a little bit of a dislike. And I say not anybody's really complained about it. It's just the way it's been. But it would be nice.
Yeah, and I'll say this. There are some other manufacturers that include really nice mounts. There's some other manufacturers that throw in a $10 set of rings, and probably 99% of them don't ever get used, but at least it is an option. So it's there if somebody, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes a little bit of something, I guess, is better than nothing. But okay, right. So here's one thing. This isn't a huge negative as much as it is. It's something you need to know about this scope. This doesn't get brought up much. I'd be honest, I've never seen anybody else say anything about it. We said this on the Thermion. Gosh, I meant to say all this in the beginning of the show. Dadgummit. The Thermion 2 XG50 LRF. Gosh, I can't believe I went through all that other stuff and forgot that part. The Thermion 2 XG50 LRF, this is the exact same scope as that minus the LRF. Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, we're not in the dislikes. We've paused the dislikes. This is actually a like. If you're familiar with that scope at all, it is $59.99. It is $6,000. It is this scope with a laser rangefinder right here on the front of it. This scope is $4,500, $1,500 cheaper. If you do not need a laser rangefinder, maybe your buddy's got the XG50 LRF and you're like, man, I love that thing, but it's $6,000. Guess what? You can buy it for $4,500 without the laser rangefinder. This is my like. I'm on the likes already. Okay. So this is that same scope that has been on the market now for over a year. So if there's any question of like, is this a good scope? Is it brand new? It's whatever. It's brand new because they took the laser rangefinder off of it. Otherwise, identical magnification, image, features, specs, all that. So just FYI, should have said that up front. That just shows you that sometimes when you're recording these things and we've got a million other things in our brain after a long day, we forget things. And that's one of them. So should have been brought up. But on our review of the Thermion 2 XG50 LRF, we mentioned this, and I think we have no choice but to mention this here as well. This optic needs to, and I'm going to use this word, I'm sure that the engineers can give me some better word for it, but I'm going to tell you in the East Texas phrasing, it needs to warm up, all right? So when you first turn this scope on, something you're going to see, and I don't care if it's good weather, bad weather, if it's hot, if it's cold. At first, I kind of thought it was cold weather, realized it doesn't matter. You first turn it on, you're going to see this thing. If it's an auto calibration, it's going to nuke or calibrate itself pretty quickly again and again and again. I mean, not ridiculously, but you're going to see it's doing a pretty good bit. Also, the image is not the greatest. That's why it is. The sensor, I hate this sensor. Sensor senses this. The computer in there senses this, and it is calibrating. It's trying to keep the best image quality that it can. But what I found, this was on the original unit, the XG50 LRF, as well as this one. If you will turn it on, you can go hunting now. So you can turn this thing on. You can shoot a hog or coyote the second you turn it on with no issue. But if you want the very best image for your video recording, then I would say turn it on and leave it on for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes. Once you get over that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes, I mean, at most, this thing is fantastic. The calibrating is much slower. Or if you've got it in a semi-automatic mode where you're calibrating itself, you'll have to do it less. It gets in the normal rhythm. There's something going on that this sensor needs to warm up. And once it warms up a little bit, it is so much better. Again, it's 100% usable. Yes, you can. Don't think like, oh, just turn it on, I can't shoot. No. Nothing like that. You're just going to get, if you're recording video and you want that image to look as great as it can be, and we're sensitive to this, okay? Because we're using these scopes, and the way we use them so often is we may be testing 2, 3, 4, 5 scopes in a single night. So we may have 2 or 3 scopes with this, and it's like, hey, look, there's hogs. I need to get video. Turn it on. I mean, I'm ready for it to turn on, and I'm ready to video the best possible video that I can get right then, because, hey, I don't want these hogs to run off, and I got to record with this one and this one and this one. So, you know, we're sensitive to that, and so we notice it. I've never had a single customer, not just with this, but even with the XG50 LRF, which we sold a pile of last fall and this winter, no one's ever said anything about it, and I think we're probably more sensitive to it, but I just want to throw that out to you. If you just first turn the scope on, you're like, this thing's nuking a lot, or man, the image is not as good as I thought. Give it a minute or two and it's going to clear up and it's going to get really, really good. And I think you're going to be very, very happy. I just want to bring that up. The very last thing, we bring this up from time to time when we're talking about, you know, looking for dislikes and trying to be nitpicky. And I think it's the proprietary battery. I think Pulsar makes them affordable. It's $79 for this battery. It's $99 for the larger battery. I do believe that's affordable. I do think that what the market wants is generic batteries. They want 18650s or 18500s or some kind of fully removable, you know, generic battery. And I think that's what people want. I understand why Pulsar does this. They want to control, you know, all the battery. These batteries are actually intelligent. There's a lot of things going on inside of there, giving you the battery percentage and everything. I understand that there's a chip in there. So there's some smart stuff going on, but would we prefer to have non, you know, proprietary batteries? Absolutely. Would it stop me from buying the scope? Absolutely not, because there's one on my rifle in my gun safe down there. So not at all. Now, let's go back over here to the other side of this column. Let's go to the likes. And again, I think I already kind of hit on that. If we know what this scope is, that's why we're so comfortable with this optic, is that it is an XG50, Thermion 2 XG50 LRF without the LRF. And that's been around. We've used it so much. We've sold so many. It's just a fantastic optic. I think I'm going to name a couple things, Hans. I'm going to let you jump back in here. This is something that's, there's two big things for me that I know when I'm selling a Pulsar to a guy that I'm not going to have complaints about. And that's ease of use. I think that Pulsar has been doing this so long, longer than any of the other quality name brand manufacturers on the market today. They've been there. They've done this. They have, I hate to use the word perfected, but they're coming close to perfecting their menu system. It's so simple. It's so logical. Again, they've built on this over the years and years of models, and it just keeps getting better. So when I sell a scope to a guy, I tell him, it's not hard. You're going to figure it out. It's easy. So I do think that's something that I really like about a Pulsar. And this is another small thing. And I say it's small, but it is a big deal to a lot of people. Pulsar has more reticle options than anybody else. And that is a concern. There's some of these scopes that have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 reticles. And there's some guys that are, you know, a little bit picky, and they're like, I don't like any of these. And I never get that on a Pulsar. Because there's so many, you are being picky if you don't like anything on a Pulsar. They got big ones. They got little bitty ones. They've got, you know, dynamic. They've got static. There's a lot going on with the reticles and all the reticle colors. Most manufacturers have like red, green, white, and black. They've got, I don't know what all, red, green, black, whack, yellow, blue. Yeah. There's a bunch of reticle colors. So when somebody says, I'm really kind of picky on my reticles. I'm like, if you don't like a reticle in here, then you probably can't own a thermal scope. We got most options. So I really, really like those two things. Hans, what about you?
So, you know, I think what it comes down to is, and what a lot of people are focused on when they see this and you tell them about the new Pulsar Thermion 2 XG50 is the price, you know, at $44.99, right at $4,500. And the fact that you're getting a full featured scope that has all the features that, you know, any of the other Pulsar Thermions would have, but you're getting 640 resolution. And you're getting a 3-power to 24-power scope. So this is, and we'll get into who it's good for, but this kind of covers a wide range of hunters that would be able to use this scope in a lot of different types of situations. So that price at $4,500, you know, other than the Talion, Jason, this is the least expensive 640 resolution Thermion that's on the market that I can think of.
You're right. It is the least expensive current model. And, absolutely. And it's great.
So great scope for the money, full featured 640 resolution and starting at 3-power. It's hard to get past the fact that the biggest, like I would say, would have to be the price at $4,500.
Yeah. It's value for the dollar. You're getting a very good image quality. You are getting a full 3-power. You're getting, you know, the $4,500 and it's the Pulsar name brand. It's the fit. It's the finish.
Five year warranty.
There's a lot going on here for this value. And I think that's what really makes this optic exciting to us is it's easy to sell. Yeah. When you've got a guy, now I'm going to roll into here. Do you have something else you want to say?
Yeah. You know, you talked about ease of use, but there's a lot of people out there that call us and say, man, this scares me. Technology scares me. Cell phones scare me. And whether you're a young man or an older man, it doesn't matter because there's a different, you know, people feel differently about technology. When those guys call and say, I can't even download an app on my phone, and they ask, you know, which scopes are the easiest, Pulsars usually comes up in the conversation very quickly, and they'll buy a Pulsar scope. And most of the time, you never hear back from them because they get it figured out, and there's no problems. And they they got the one shot zero that makes it easy. So, if technology concerns you, Pulsar is always a good bet when you're talking about simplicity. Even though there's a lot of features we talked about and a lot of things going on, video and audio recording and Wi-Fi, these are not things that you have to use.
That's right.
You know, this scope does very basic functions, and it does have some features for people out there that want to go, further into, what they're doing with the scope, but yeah, very easy to use.
Yeah. So I agree 100%. And I think that's where I was going to transition, and it's a perfect place. So who's it good for? Well, I don't care if you're an advanced user. I don't care if you're a new to thermal, a little bit concerned about technology. This scope does it. And I was just sitting here, it's sitting on my desk. If y'all are watching this, you probably saw me looking down. What's he looking at? I'm looking at this scope. And I was just thinking about how it's so intuitive with this scroll wheel and button on the side. And I'm not saying that Pulsar is the only one to have that. I will say they're probably the first to do it. And it works so well. And once you see what's going on, press the button, the menu comes up, turn the wheel to the where you want it to highlight and stop, press the button that selects. I mean, it's very intuitive. So I do think that's easy. I really like that. Now, rolling on into who it's good for, besides those points, Hans, I'm going to let you speak to this. I'm going to say that the market has spoken, and 3-power is a base magnification where a lot of people want to be. We would say that would be only for coyote and predator hunters. And I will say, if you're a coyote or a predator hunter, I think limiting, some situations, you're probably going to want to start at 3-power. That's probably where you want to be. Okay. There's exceptions. You may need more than 3-power. You could be a guy that's hunting close range, need less, but we'll just say most predator and coyote hunters, this is a place to be. But more and more hog hunters now are wanting to go to a three power. I don't think it's for all hog hunters. I want to talk to a guy first. There's a lot of hog hunters. I'll give me a three power. And then I talk to him like, ooh, this is not what you need. This is going to be too narrow of a field of view, whatever. So I think as long as most of your shots are going to be in that, you know, 60, 75 yard plus range, if you're not spotting and stalking hogs, getting up at 20, 30, 40, 50 yards all the time, then I think it's okay. If you are getting that close, I would be more comfortable with the 2 or 2.5 power for hog hunters. I think you're doing a lot of 75 to 100 yard shooting and further. This is really a fantastic scope for that. I think being a 640 with the 3 power and the good image quality, and I think it holds the image as you zoom up through the digital zoom better than some optics do. Now, again, 24 power, it's going to be bad. I mean, I don't care what 640 you've got. But I think as you get into that 6 power, even that, you know, 9 or 12, it's still very usable. So I think if you are a guy that's in some wide open country and you're saying, listen, I may need to do some 250 or 300 or maybe the occasional 350 yard shooting. I mean, this scope will do that. If you're going to be doing a lot of that, I think you need to look at the laser rangefinder model. If you're going to be shooting that far all the time, you're probably going to need to know exactly how far they are for, you know, knowing what your holdover is. But that's kind of my opinion. Hans, what do you say?
Yeah, I think you hit it. I mean, just the thing that three power is so, you know, we talked about it back in the day. If somebody would have put a three power scope on our lap, we probably would have, you know, thrown it out or something. But no, it is definitely, you see a lot more crossover now with hog hunters and coyote hunters. And, you know, you got hog hunters now that have gotten more into predator hunting. You've got coyote hunters now that are going to areas where they can hunt hogs. And they want a scope that can really do a wide range of different things, different types of shooting. And three power, people are concerned sometimes. They're like, man, can you shoot hogs at 50 yards with a three power? Can you shoot them at closer than that? Yes, three power, you can shoot a hog at 50 yards all day long. And that's not the problem. You know, with a three power scope, it's got a little bit more narrow field of view. This one's at 46 feet at 100 yards. The first shot is not the problem. It's the second and it's the follow-up shots. That's where the field of view comes into play. So if you're shooting at a group of hogs at 30 yards and you got a three power scope, well, it's not going to be as easy to track and follow hogs for follow-up shots than it would be with a two power scope, which would be a much wider field of view and give you a little bit greater chance. But no, you can absolutely shoot close range with a three power scope. It's not the first shot that's a problem. It's the follow-up shot. So just ease your mind a little bit there. But I think you hit the nail on the head with who it's good for. Three power scope now, I think, is pretty much where the market, the majority of the market wants to be. And there's people out there that it wouldn't work for. But the only way to know that is to call us. And I'll let you jump into the
So that's what I was going to say. Yeah. You know, so this is something we should have done in the beginning of the show. We didn't. We'll do our commercial here. Hopefully people are still with us. But I would say this, whether it's this scope or any other scope, you don't need to spend $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, whatever $1,000 without talking to somebody that has not just used a thermal scope. Because there's a lot of guys out there on the internet or maybe your buddies who've used a thermal scope. I was talking to a guy this morning. He was looking at a $3,500 scope, really nice scope. Everything he described to me, it was going to be perfect for him. And then we get to the end of the conversation and this guy, that's what he wants. He's ready to buy it. He's told me what he's doing. This is the scope for him. And he goes, well, my buddy just says I'm a fool because I'm not buying this $6,000 scope that he's got. And so he kind of lays this case out that his buddy made. And I was like, no question. It's a better scope. It's got all these bells and whistles. It's a higher resolution. It's all these things. I was like, but it comes down to, do you really want to spend $6,000? And he goes, no. I was like, then don't do it. You know, it's not like you're buying something that won't do what you want to do. And so my point is, he said, this is the only scope his buddy's ever owned. And this is what his buddy thinks he needs. And our advice, we want you to talk to us because we want your business. This is what we do for a living. Hans and I do this full time. As well as, you know, our other salesmen, as well as all the ladies in the office, our warehouse people, what we do is we sell thermal scopes, night vision scopes for a living, and we want to make sure that you get the exact right optic for your needs. So we would suggest that you call us, 877-350-1818. Let us, you know, for lack of a better term, hold your hand through this process. Let us go, okay, tell us what you're doing. All right, we're going to ask some specific questions. We're going to say, yes, this is going to be good for you. No, this is not going to be, and we will help you find the right scope. This scope right here, this is something, again, we should have talked about this a little bit more during our likes and dislikes, but this is going to be good for both bolt action and AR-15 style shooters. There's a lot of optics on the market today that just don't work well on bolt action style rifles. And this is one of those optics that does both, and it does it both really, really, really well. I shoot AR-15 style rifles night hunting exclusively, and I prefer a 30 millimeter tube scope. It's what I'm comfortable with and like. Some guys say, well, man, this isn't going to look good on my SBR. And I'm like, I'm shooting a 12 inch barrel and I'm running Thermion. Who cares? I think it looks great. So let us talk to you. Let us try to help you figure out exactly which scope, whether it's this scope, a different brand, a different model. Maybe your price range is nowhere near $4,500. Maybe it's $2,000. Maybe your budget's twice this, whatever it is. We want to help you find the best bang for your buck that's going to work for you and fit your budget and you know, do what you needed to do. So guys, OutdoorLegacyGear.com or the phone number 877-350-1818. You can find all of Outdoor Legacy stuff on all the social medias, on YouTube. You're already at the Late Night Vision Show. You found us. So we are on all the social medias. We're on all the podcast apps on YouTube. You can always go to the latenightvisionshow.com and see all the past episodes, learn a little bit more about the show. If you're looking for Hans, you can go to H-A-N-S-E-T-X, Hans East Texas, all the social medias and YouTube, and you'll find all of his content and reviews and stuff there as well.
Yeah, so thank y'all for joining us. This has been episode 311 of the Late Night Vision Show. This is the spot for all you night hunters. If you're looking for night vision and thermal reviews, we do them all, y'all. I mean, we've got more to come. We've done a lot over the past several years. So we have a big catalog and library of, you know, present scopes, past scopes. Go check them out, thelatenightvisionshow.com. But we look forward to seeing y'all for episode 312 this Thursday, and every Thursday we will see y'all soon.